Day 38, against the odds. But my righteous ones will live by faith, and if he shrinks back, I will not be pleased with him. But we are not those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who believe and are saved. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 38 to 39. A quitter never wins, and a winner never quits. The time just before the finishing line comes into view is the hardest point of a long race. The monotony of the race and the pain in your body scream, it's time to stop. And it's so hard to keep your perspective and realize that you're winning the race by persevering just one step at a time. Like a marathon race, the tedious routine of life can feel futile, and the temptation to give up or choose a different path is huge. But do not give up. I was counselling a young woman who had young children and whose husband was working long hours, and she was exhausted. I just want to change my life, she explained. I just want to walk out of my marriage, find a new life and be happy. I'm so tired and I'm so bored. There must be more than this. We can all sympathise with her frustration, but her conclusion is wrong. We can all identify with those days when we just want to check out of life and do something different, but we must not quit. Success comes to those who wait, persevere, and are patient. This girl worked through her dissatisfaction and today is still married, a great mum with outstanding children. She just kept doing the boring laps of house chores, and one day she realised this season of life was nearly completed. Now she could have fun and reap the reward of the hard years of mothering. Good mums are some of the best champions never crowned. Often we think that to have a great finish, we need a promising start. But look at these men. Shakespeare's father was a wool merchant. The Emperor of Decalin was just the son of a slave. Abraham Lincoln's father was a poor farmer and labourer. Cardinal Antonelli's father was an Italian bandit. The father of Adrian the Pontiff was a beggar. Virgil's father was a porter, for years a slave. Ben Franklin was the son of a soap boiler. Daniel Webster was the son of a poor farmer. Christopher Columbus was the son of a weaver, and so I could continue. So today, realise that God can use you against all the odds. Your family background does not need to limit you. So often we feel that if we were not brought up in a Christian home, then we're at a disadvantage if we want to do something outstanding for God. I believe that it is often the recent convert who has the courage to stand up for Christ. So run against the odds and know that God will help you. Let's look at the story of Florence Nightingale. She was born in 1920 and died in 1910. She was a celebrated English nurse and writer and statistician. Florence really believed that God had called her to be a nurse, much to her family's horror. She pioneered her new nursing practices during the Crimean War, introducing night rounds when she would further examine the wounded soldiers. This was a totally new concept of care. After this, she became well known and was affectionately called the Lady with the Lamp. Nightingale laid the foundation of professional nursing with the establishment in 1860 of the nursing school at St. Thomas's Hospital in London. This was the first nursing school in the world and is now part of King's College London. Inspired by an encounter with God in February 1837 while at her family home in Emberley Park, Florence obeyed his call and announced her decision to enter nursing in 1844, despite the intense anger and distress from her mother and sister. In doing this, she rebelled against the expected role for a woman of her wealthy status, which was to become a wife and a mother. Nightingale worked hard to educate herself in the art and science of nursing. In spite of the opposition from her family and the restricted social code for affluent young English women, Nightingale was courted by politician and poet Richard Monckton Milnes, 1st Baron of Houghton. but finally refused his proposal as she was convinced that this marriage would interfere with her ability to follow the call of God to nurse. Against all the opposition of her wealthy family, she obeyed the call, fulfilled the task, and transformed the nursing profession. Now the baton is handed on to us. Will we be those people who stand, even in times of adversity, sacrifice of wealth, reputation, and position, and fulfill the call of God upon our lives? Sometimes the cost is high, but the reward is greater. Will you run this race? Let us pray. Jesus, I pray that you'd help me overcome every battle in my mind, every obstacle in my life, and enable me to fulfill my call. Give me the courage, such as that shown by Florence Nightingale, to fulfill my call even when my family and others do not understand my faith. Help me to win, never giving up, even against the odds. Amen.